Hey everybody, it's Jer sitting here with Susie and Susanna. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
We just wanted to introduce ourselves and our new podcast that we're starting, because as of today, it's our new, it's our, what, sixth year anniversary.
Whoop,
since
whoop.
We started MERP, and we're going to have Susie kind of explain how MERP started and the basis of MERP.
So, I'm going to say it was probably 8 years ago, seven. No, it had to be longer than that.
Almost nine years ago? 2010.
Wow. That we all met at another project and realized what we love to do. And I know, Jerry, you started wanting to be a music photographer, and I went in just wanting to write. Susanna, same with you. We all loved music. And when we realized that we could do this on our own, we really honed in what our individual strengths were and skills were and passion was and started MERP. And MERP stands for anybody who doesn't know, Music, Interviews, Reviews, and Photos. And it's funny because when we were actually trying to figure out the name, we were like, what should we call it? What do we like to do? And we sat down and we were like, we like to do interviews, we like to do reviews, we like to do photos. So Music, Interviews, Reviews, and Photos is how MERP came up with the name and with and what we do.
It's also fun to say.
It is.
MERP is fun to say.
That's one of my favorite things when we do interviews and somebody says, you know, what publication are you from? We say MERP, and then they go, MERP, 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 MERP. We need to get clips of that this year.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
MERP, MERP.
So I know that, you know, we all have our differing tastes in music, and metal is my favorite. I know you guys are more diverse.
Metal's all our favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
We just, some of us are more diverse in what we listen to in a regular basis, but we all can go back to metal every time.
We're music-holics.
I would agree. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm mostly exposed to metal because it's what I see the most. I do, you know, a good portion of the metal shows that come to town. But I have to say I grew up on old country. I like things like Joe Bonamassa, Incubus, you know, some other things. But most of I find the other genres that I like are mostly mainstream things. But it could just be an exposure thing. It could be that I'm just not exposed to them. But
totally, because I found ZZ Ward, which is kind of like a bluesy rock girl, and I don't think she's very mainstream, but she's got an amazing voice. And I think metal just has the best live shows. Like, there's energy, and the crowd, for the most part, is amazing and awesome, and you really can just share your love for a certain kind of music, and metalheads seem to be the most, like, happy and, like, wanting to give you hugs, and they're just so excited to be there, and they enjoy being on stage. Like, you can see that, feel it. It's awesome.
I've been reading a lot of studies that say that people who listen to punk and metal are some of the most happy people. You know, and from the outside world, we are a pretty exclusive group, and people look at us as being aggressive. You know, outcasts, things, satanic, things like that, and it's really not true.
Dark.
Yeah.
We don't like to go outside.
Vampires.
Right?
So, not true.
So, such a misconception.
So, I know for 2019, I'm really looking forward to interviews that I do, doing them a little more organic. I do a lot of research to prepare for them, even if it's a local band or if it's, you know, my favorite band. I give it the same amount of time and effort and research. But I find that if I've interviewed a band before, then the next time it's obviously easier because you feel like you know them and you know how it's going to go. But I'd like to get to the point where I can just sit down and have a conversation without notes, have it in my head. So I know that's one of my main goals for 2019.
I think that's a good thing for a future podcast too, or a MERPcast, I don't think people understand how much research and work goes into a pre-show. For us to be able to go to a show here locally, which is always awesome, how much we prepare for interviews, how much work goes into photography and reviews for the show. I mean, it takes a lot of time before an actual show, and then the time it takes to write up everything or get everything prepared for the website takes a lot of time. So it might be fun to do a MERPcast talking about what gets us going.
That's a really good idea, because you think, you know, people see us at shows and I think they just think that we go. I mean, it takes a lot of our money, a lot of our time, a lot of preparation. Mm-hmm. You don't just get to go to the show. We don't just have an automatic in. It's a full process that we go through.
Connections
we
to
get,
make.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And consistency.
You
know, we can't just get approval for a show and then not do what we're supposed to do and then expect to get the next one. We have to have a good reputation with promoters and PR people, for sure. And I think that we've done a really good job with that. Jer manages most of the requests. You know, we submit what we want, and Jer does a good job, and we get the majority of them.
Mm-hmm. My goal is also, there are some shows coming this year that I know for a fact I've been denied in the past, and so my goal is to get approved, because that means we're on the right path, because there's a lot of shows where previous years we were denied, and in the recent years, we've started getting approvals for those same bands, so
yeah,
I like our growth and all that.
It surprises
stuff.
Me sometimes, like when we can get things like Pink and Judas Priest and Smashing Pumpkins, you know, big Moda Center quality jobs or big festivals up in Seattle or, you know, even here, and then we can't get the smallest, tiniest, you know, death metal band. We get denied. It's super weird to me, but
no,
I mean, it's
reason.
Just, it's not discouraging. It's something that we just need to work for. We need to figure out what it is that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Likes, unfortunately, are a really big thing, and I know that we struggle with that, and I don't understand why. I guess people don't understand, if they're just a normal Facebook user, that Facebook likes, traffic on the website, things like that, are all now measures for us getting shows to be able to report back to people.
Sure. Yeah. Let me look, two things, because one, I never really cared about Facebook likes. I was more interested on website views, because that means they're actually going to our site, and then... But, yeah, people really do care about Facebook likes and Instagram. And
right.
Like, a lot of shows, they'll ask you, how many followers do you have? I'm like, I don't know, but I have a lot more on the website. But they care more about social media now.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, one of our goals for the podcast, maybe we can get, like, someone from PR to talk to us and explain their process on how they approve people.
I think that's
That'd
a great
cool.
I think that's a great idea. I know I talked to one of the recent shows I was at. I was able to talk to one of the big local promoters here in town and asked if he'd be interested in doing an interview, and he said he usually doesn't do interviews, but he said he would. We've talked about, and we've also talked to one of the head sound guys at one of the best venues here in town doing
He's
an interview.
One of the top sound guys in the area.
Yeah.
Like, he goes on tour with, was it 36?
Yeah. So I
Crazy.
Think Yeah, so I think that's something that we should think about. You know, we interview bands.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something I would like to continue to do, but I think that we also need to do industry people. I think we should do band managers, tour managers, PR people, you know.
Labels.
Labels.
Venue
writers.
Owners.
We've got two really big music writers here in town that have authored, you know, like, I think one is the Bruce Springsteen book, and the other one we have access to. Who's a friend of mine who has written some of the best...
And artists, too. We
of
have
course.
Artists
Musical
here.
Musical artists?
Yeah.
Or any kind of
Well,
artist.
I mean, like, actually, yeah, Eddie is an artist.
Yeah.
Lives here locally.
Iron Maiden's Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tons of photographers that I know that, like, work with some of the biggest bands out there.
Yeah. This year was really cool. We got to meet Jose Mangan. That's somebody I'd love to interview. I really wish I wasn't so shy at the Headbangers Con, and I could have.
Such a nice guy.
He was a nice guy, but I would love more than anything to sit down with him. I listen to him so often, and we share so many similar views, but I was starstruck with him and stupid Mr. Von Buren from Soilwork. I can't, and Megadeth. I can't believe that is he from Megadeth?
Yeah.
I better look that up. But I walk by him every single time. Super
and you're like,
shy.
I know, it makes you nervous. But that's one. So, 7 years, right, of MERP each year. I think we.
6 years.
6 years. Oh,
moving on.
Look at that.
This is our sixth year anniversary.
I'm already planning for our seventh year. Yeah.
Well,
each year brings something new and bigger. And it's just. And then goes to show that, like, how well we work together and how much our friendship and. Passion for this helps, because we're still from the beginning together and
like
pushing
Drake
through
said
this.
We started from the bottom, now we're here,
right?
So Susanna, we're going into our seventh year, so
yeah,
so
yeah,
technically
yeah,
you were right.
That's what I meant.
I know that I hope that people understand that we do this because we love it, but we also do it, and one of the main reasons we started it, besides being able to do what we loved, was to support local, and that we're lucky enough that that has moved from local to national to international, and we're very, very thankful for that. But we, you know, we support all genres of music. We support it at any level. If you have news and releases or want to do an interview, something neat has happened to you, you want to, you know, talk to us, you can reach us anytime. You can reach us on email and social media and phone calls or whatever, but we we will help you. We will promote your stuff. We will review your stuff. We will talk to you and help get the word out.
And one thing we do that other websites don't do is we don't separate local from national. So if you go to our website, it doesn't say, hey, this band's local to us. They're just an artist just like everybody else. So they belong to be in the same category as every other band.
Absolutely. And the same thing with interviews. I mean, like I briefly said earlier, I take the same amount of time in researching if it's available. I mean, a lot of times there isn't a lot of history or a lot of, you know, Wikipedia pages or things like that, but I'll do everything I can to research a local band. To me, it doesn't matter. I mean, it does not matter if you're local, national, or international, unless you're Swedish, because that is my preference, but you know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing with reviews. I mean, if somebody wants
yeah.
a review of something, we'll give it the same listen
as we would
any
yeah.
release.
Whether you're signed to a label or not, you know.
And that's the only distinction besides what you just said, Jer. The only time we separate things out is in our music that we play because of ASCAP and things like that. If you're unsigned, we'll put your music in our playlist.
Yeah.
It can be accessed by everybody, but that's the only distinction we make is signed and unsigned, and it's just for the purposes of being able to
exposure.
Legally play the music.
Because, yeah, if you go to Spotify, we do have a playlist with unsigned bands that you can check out. I'll let you guys know what that name is in a couple of seconds.
And it's great music. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're really, really lucky to have so many people send us their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go to, well, search MIRP, M-I-R-P, in Spotify, and it's just discover new music. Or go to MIRP411.com, and this playlist is on the bottom
main
left
page.
Side of the website, main page.
Sweet.
That's the other thing I wanted to clear up. I get a lot of people asking, like, our website, why are we MIRP411.com? When we picked MIRP, like I said, we picked it for music, interviews, reviews, and photos. That's the initials, you know, what MIRP stands for. But there's a medical company, I don't recall what it is, that has the URL, has the domain for MIRP.com. So we decided MIRP411, 411 for info. So it's MIRP info, really.
Yeah.
Is how that works.
Which works because we do news on our website, too, so that's...
Yeah,
that's
it's
part
perfect.
Of the info.
And the other thing, too, is this year we took on a big adventure. I'm going to call it an adventure in putting together a state-of-the-art brand new website. And that website is getting some great exposure. We've had some articles that hit, you know, Blabbermouth and Loudwire and Spin. And we had some on Billboard, you know, so that while we also are one of those magazines that report on news and do interviews and things like that, that extra exposure has been nice. But we hope to be able to be one of those that you look to for concert calendar, because we have a great one, for the most current news, for, you know, we have a feature band that we do.
On a regular basis.
Yeah. we were so, with this new website and all of the new elements to it and responsibility, we didn't do it quite as often as we wanted to, but we do hope to do it on a regular basis, if that's monthly, if it's quarterly, if it's weekly, you never know. We like to switch things up.
And if you want to be a featured artist, let us know.
Yeah, and if you have releases, let us know. We'd love to put it on our Spotify account. We have, you know, some of the people that we're connected with are, you know, industry people who, you know, may happen to stumble upon it. The thing with our website is it's not just a most current daily thing that you look at. You can spend a lot of time on MIRP411.com. We have all of the photos that Jeremiah's taken, and he's taken some phenomenal pictures. Snoop Dogg.
You can see the growth throughout the years. They were looking at, I don't remember who you were looking at. You're looking at somebody I shot.
I think it was Korn.
Years ago, and then recently, you're like, wow, you've grown a lot.
Well, the neat thing about your photography is you get a lot of, I mean, you've had inquiries to be on, to have your stuff featured in major bass magazines, album covers.
Guitar World magazine.
Yeah.
I have a picture.
Yeah.
And one of the ads for a guitar company.
Yeah, and like with the interviews and things like that, I mean, we're really lucky. We've had people, you know, the artists comment on the interviews as being some of the best they've ever had.
Yeah.
We've had those interviews go, like people who aren't even in the United States say, this band never talks this much, you know, whoever did this did a great job. You know, so things like that really make us happy, but it's not what fuels us to do it. If we never got another national or international band, we'd still do this. Or somebody saying you did a great job, we would still absolutely do this because we love each other.
Yeah.
And we love music and we love photography, writing, and interviewing.
And now we are going to start loving doing podcasting.
Yeah.
We hope you love it too.
So we would appreciate if you have things that you would like to hear us talk about. We are three kind of opinionated people. We
can
have
be.
Definite tastes in music and what we like and what we don't like. And while we're all pretty nice people, we will say it honestly, but we're not like mean about it.
We'll be honest.
Sometimes we're mean about it.
We can nicely put in a nice way to F off if needed. or maybe they need a little more work on that. Or, you know, we're not
mean.
I think
we're constructive. It's hard when you say, I think all of us are pretty non-judgmental people in general. We're pretty
open-minded.
Yeah,
and
but you have to judge if you're, you know, doing
a
review. I think there's
that's sometimes
only been,
really hard.
Yeah, I think there's only been one review I've done that Jer wouldn't post, and now I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember either.
I remember. I'm not going to say.
Oh, come on. I can't remember who it was.
Was it like Korean Fire Drill or something like that?
It was a... Isn't this... What was that song?
They did like a... Was it a cover or...
It was some animal song or some...
They were like...
Man, it was a while ago.
It was like almost like a cover of a song that they were doing in... I'm not going to say names, but her name rhymes with Uzi.
It was me.
Was not a fan.
It was very opinionated.
I hated it so bad, and I never like curse in... you know, if somebody curses in an interview, that's fine. I think there's only two times I've had to... curse in an interview. Not that I don't in like real life. I do it all the time, but I try to be somewhat professional.
Yeah.
I think it was when I interviewed I was interviewing Niall, and one of our local friends sent a question in and said, "Will you ask him this?" And she said his secondary band was a very sensual kind of music. I mean, and Niall is very like hardcore. And she said, "My husband and I like to F to this music. Ask him if that's his intention with it, that people would do that." And I had given him my notes to look at, and then I decided not to ask the question. And when we were done, he was like, "You missed some questions." And I'm like, "Oh crap." And so I said something like, so one of our local musicians said she and her husband like to be romantic to it. He's like, "That is not what it said. What did it say?" And he made me say the F word, which I have no problem saying. Like I say on a daily basis, I just try not
to. You're like, "I'm trying to be professional."
That was fun. Yeah, that Korean fire drill or whatever it was. Oh, man. I hated that so much.
I thought it was
entertaining. Susie, how do you really feel?
I couldn't even, like, control myself. I even toned it down because at first I was, it was bad.
No.
And it never has been posted.
Nope, it's lost in the archives of email. Like deep email.
I bet I can find it.
That must be just one thing we haven't posted that we've written.
I think that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Because beyond that, we're not fearful of hurting somebody's feelings because I think we are always constructive and we always find something positive.
In it,
for sure.
Yeah.
And
whatever it is.
It's our opinion, but that one, it was vile.
Yeah.
I hated it so much.
Yeah, she did.
Even like Eminem. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Eminem, and I think that his last two albums were crappy, but I found some good in it.
And that's where we differ, because I think his last CD was amazing.
And that's awesome. I mean, that's why there is so much music, and that's why we, as human beings, you know, differ but come together in music. You know, we have different things that we love, and I think that's great.
True dat.
However, you can't make me love it.
Nope, and we've tried. You try to make us love your stuff.
Susanna likes black metal.
I mean, it's entertaining.
Sometimes.
I enjoy it live.
As a photographer, I don't enjoy it, just because they don't know what lighting means.
That seems to be true with any band that's not going to be, like, at Moda Center, for the most part. Even Roseland, it's impossible to shoot
some bands just aren't fans of lighting in general. They just like it dark or just red light and fog, which as a photographer, we don't like that.
Yeah.
We might dive into that in the Photography Struggles podcast.
Yes.
So to close out this intro, like I say, if anybody has things they want us to talk about or want to talk about with us, let us know. Because we do this all the time. I mean, we're three friends who love music, and we talk about it all the time. So we thought that others might enjoy it. I know coming up this year, in 2019, I really, really want to interview Dick Lofgren of Meshuggah. I really want to interview Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters, which I'm fearful may never happen. Jesper Stromblad on his own with Syra, because he was in the room when I interviewed Jake E. Any member of Gojira I would like. So I'm looking forward to that. In Flames' new album coming out, I'm looking forward to. I think it's being released in March, and Syra has a new, their second album. I'm looking forward to those things the most.
I'm looking forward to some big shows coming to town that of artists I've never shot. So, Goals, Kiss is coming to town, Iron Maiden, we've got Ozzy. I don't know, I've never shot Ozzy.
I've seen all of those bands so many times, but it's been in the 80s.
And wait for it, New Kids on the Block. Woo-hoo! That's right, I said it.
What about Backstreet Boys? Are they touring?
I think they are, and I haven't shot them either.
Possible new album for next year?
All Goals of, or this year.
So, oh, this year. Yeah, that's right. We're in 2019 already.
It's 2019 now.
So yeah. Some of the podcast ideas that we had was to talk about our top 10. We each did top 10 picks for 2018. We should talk about
albums of the year.
We should talk about that. I would love to talk about, do a podcast on some of the best shows that we saw last year. We can do a podcast on bands we've never seen that we're looking forward to seeing. We can do a podcast on...
We can do like live CD reviews.
Absolutely. As long as we have permission to play them. It would be fun to do...
Lots of guests.
We have access to, you know, local,
bands.
National, and international people who would join us. That's
we got bands, tour managers, venue owners, promoters, label people.
Yeah.
Pretty much anybody in music we would love to talk to.
Everybody, and if you have a dog, please bring your dog.
I saw a dog at Hawthorne one time at a show, and I was so angry.
Oh,
it was like
I can't.
A stress dog or something like that, but it had no ear protection, which I don't know how you do for a dog. And people were moshing, and the lady was right there with the dog, and I was so mad.
My dog, but I don't know if I could bring her to
I remember you talking about that after the show.
The dog was in such distress, and she ended up putting
it on. The service dog needed a service dog.
I felt really bad. I just felt like it wasn't its choice. I always love it when people bring their kids and have the big earphones on, like they're at a gun range, so their ears are protected, but...
Right.
The other thing I'd like to do better this year is to for new releases coming out. So I know that we had talked as a group today on our anniversary of like taking a month at a time or a quarter at a time and looking and seeing what releases are coming out of all genres and just kind of getting that going. So
talking about it.
We've been so busy with photography and interviewing and reviews of live shows that we didn't get a very good chance to do a lot of CD reviews this year. And I know we get tons of submissions.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of local submissions. And so... We need to figure out, and I'm going to try to be better at that.
Yeah.
But that's something that we can all three do and maybe take on an intern someday and get going
writers
with things
that
like that. Because we find we all get the feedback that there are some people who identify with Jeremiah and his taste and some people that identify with your taste and some people that can't talk. Some people that identify with my taste. And so that's really nice to be able to have that respect.
Response.
And be able to put out your opinion of something because I think people rely on that.
Yeah, we definitely all. Well, I think Suzanne and I have the closest as far as music taste
goes. There's definitely things Jeremiah likes that I do not like, and vice versa.
Yep, but for the most part, as far as like metal goes,
for the most
pretty
part.
Much on the same page.
You guys like metalcore, and you guys like hard
new metal.
Yeah, Korn and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm starting to like Australian metalcore just because I was force-fed it. I have found some ones that I really, really like. But like groove metal, death metal, black metal will always be my favorite.
I think I mostly just don't like whiny. If anybody's whiny, I'm done.
She is.
You also don't like super high-pitched.
I don't. Unless it's like the 80s high-pitched... Mm. Guy singing is pretty awesome, although not a King Diamond. I have not gone into King Diamond. Other than that, but yeah, I want like a male vocal to sound like a male vocal, and I want a female vocal to sound powerful and in charge. I don't want whiny, half-ass singing.
So that's the other thing, is I don't really love female vocals in metal, and I think it's a... Because I think metal should be a man, and I don't... I'm going to try to change my perception of that, because, like, Angela Glasgow, I like her from Arch Enemy. I don't... Mm-hmm. As much with Alyssa, because I think I loved Angela so much, so I'm working on that.
Yeah.
And I... Like, Ginger, I did enjoy her vocals, but for the most part, I don't love female vocals, but I want to. And so I'm going to work on getting rid of that stigma or whatever is going on in my mind. But I love King Diamond.
Yeah.
Yes, she does. And Susie about smacked Susanna when she said that comment.
I know, jeez.
I have to say,
flew across the room.
This year I did discover some things that I didn't know that I would like From Ashes to New. Totally fell in love with them.
It's crazy to think, like, I saw them twice this last year. Once at the Hawthorne, which is what I think, is it 700, 1200 people? I don't know. Around that
That's
range.
A big gap.
And then the next time they were in town, they're playing the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Which is several thousand. When they were
also
in town
opening,
with,
but...
was it? I think it was the Five Finger
Death
Punch tour.
Well, I have to say, I was sure I wasn't going to like it, and I loved the show, and then when I got to interview them, I interviewed singer and guitar player, clean singer and guitar player, and then the other singer came in, he wasn't feeling well, but nice guys,
mm-hmm.
I mean, really nice guys, and I have to say that I actually really enjoy their music and purchased the album.
I know, I interviewed them a few years ago, and they were super nice, and I was obviously very nervous, and they put on a great show. That was down in Eugene.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And,
the other one that I was surprised that I liked was the Veer Union.
I fell
in love with them.
You and Jeremiah went to that show, and you both came back pretty pumped
after
that show.
They were really nice guys, too.
But, yes, they were incredibly nice guys, really dedicated. You could tell that they are no-nonsense, believe in what they do. But that, Decades 2, I think it's called, or Decades for sure, where they did all their metal songs in acoustic form,
mm-hmm.
was some of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that a band can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had some funny experiences, like with Tane.
Yeah.
Some beautiful experiences, like Pink.
Pink was awesome.
Pink was amazing.
That was a show to go see.
I had some interesting moments realizing things that I just really don't like.
Yep, which she didn't realize until she was at the show.
We won't see what it is.
I didn't know what you were talking about, and then I was like, oh, I remember.
Let's just say there's definitely shows where I'm shooting, because if you don't know, photographers get the first three songs of shit songs, like for the shows, to shoot. And then afterwards, I'll check my phone. And then I'll have a text from Susie being like, oh yeah, I forgot. I don't like this band. Even though she, like, wanted the show.
I won't say which band it is, because I'm sure a lot of people love them, but I begged for the show, because I'd never seen them before, and I thought it would just be a really great thing to do, and I got killer seats.
Not
it
a small show.
Not
oh,
a
shoot.
Small show.
This reminds me, sorry.
It was a stadium show.
It was a stadium
arena.
Show.
Moda Center. And I sat there next to a bunch of journalists, because we were talking, and journalists I'd never seen before. And it starts, and I'm like, oh, I forgot I hate this band. And another song passes, and I'm like, yeah, I can't do this. And then they were talking, and I heard the journalists say, yeah, when they were up in Seattle, they played for 3 hours. And I'm thinking, F this, I gotta go.
I'm not staying here for 3 hours.
I had to go.
Yeah.
That was making me think of... when you came with us to see Power Glove, remember? And one of the guitarists had an emergency appendix
mm-hmm.
surgery.
Yeah.
And it was cute because you thought they were Power Glove. No, we saw Power Glove.
You thought they were Power something else.
And
another
so
game.
When they started, and like, if you don't know Power Glove, they're kind of like a
video game metal.
Yeah, pretty much
video game metal.
They just do metal covers of like video game theme songs and old cartoon theme songs,
which is awesome. And so when they started, Susie was like, "Oh, this wasn't what I was expecting." But I think you had a fun time though, because the energy was so funny. It was just like a bunch of metalhead nerds in there.
I had no idea. Didn't they wear a makeup or masks or something?
They
came out and
I think
dressed up.
Yeah, they have like. They look like knights, like foam shoulder spiky pads or whatever.
Not gore-ish, but
not over the top,
like gore, but like a toned down version of it, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did enjoy
definitely better music to listen to.
Yeah, I did enjoy that show, but it wasn't at all what I was expecting. Right. Plus, it wasn't familiar to me because I don't play video games
or watch those old cartoons. Yeah.
There was one band that I almost wanted to punch you in the face. It was at Roseland.
That's so many. There's so many shows I've taken you to.
How can you narrow it down?
It was like other bands, like, you know, that I like fine. And then it was a rap act. We don't have to say who it is because now I'm remembering who it is. They came out and I was just like, are you kidding me? Effing kidding me? Do you know who it is?
Oh.
Oh, yes, you do.
We might have to talk about this.
Dudes. They wear white masks at first.
Was it Jabberwockies?
Yeah. Oh, it was this year. Roseland.
Anyway, this is kind of like how we talk just on a regular basis as friends.
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part. Like, when we go out to, like, have dinner, Red Robin usually, yeah. If you want to ever see a Mert meeting, it's usually at a Red Robin. And we want those fries real quick.
Buzz and Ranch
sauce.
Buzz and Ranch.
Or at a frozen yogurt place.
Those are
where most of our meetings are at.
You can hear us talking about very, very, pretty much what we're doing right now. And it's great because it's fun to, like, you know, when you talk with your friends about, like, the different, like, experiences and, like, shows you've gone to. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
We'll have to figure out a way to get people who want to join us. I know we have ways of doing it, like with national acts and musicians and things like that. But where if we have fans who want to, or fellow music lovers who want to participate with us, I bet you we can find a way to make that happen.
We'll meet at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Or even a call-in number or something like that, like a conference call or something. Because we love music and we love talking about it.
That's why we're here.
So yes, so again, www.mirp411.com. And we look forward to future podcasts. We hope you enjoy.
Yeah. Toodles!